Welcome back to the Village Celebration. So glad you are with us tonight. Let me ask you this question. Do you save your receipts? Do you have a receipt for the last pair of shoes you bought? Maybe last trip to the grocery store? Can you imagine finding the receipt for a family member, a great, great, great grandmother? Joining us tonight is Todd Perry, whose family owns the receipt, the bill of sale for their great, great, great grandmother. Mr. Perry, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
This is unbelievable. Tell us how it came about, because the great-great-great-grandmother's name was Harriet. She was sold when she was 8. How much was she sold for?
$245 in the city of Fort Smith, Arkansas. And she was stolen from the Indian reservation, her home and birthplace, by the infamous James Gang. And so, in that era, who would have thought of a child being stolen, and sold at that era? But what has happened, the particular child had the compassion of a wealthy white family by the name of Harriet Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And they betted her on a horse race here in the city of Fort Smith and then Van Buren, Arkansas. It was amazing because the family that owned her and their descendants today gave me an 1844 real sale of my descendants.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing because they kept it in a family trunk for many years. And I started to research this project in 1977. I was trying to get some things going. I wanted to know about my side of the family in the Indian reservation territory, which I thought could be helpful. But when I got into a trunk of my great-grandmother's, I found out there was a story that was written by the Press Argus newspaper in Crawford County, Arkansas, October 11th, 1956, by an accomplished historian who was white, and her husband on the local newspaper.
So, Mr. Perry,
my great,
I just interrupt for a second? I want to go back to this precious 8-year-old who must have been traumatized and terrified when she was stolen.
It had to be something, because who would go and take an 8-year-old child? And this was all in the horse and buggy days of Fort Smith, Arkansas, the Indian Territory, dirt roads, buildings that were just framed.
Sure.
And a child, startled,
did not
know what to do. Didn't know if she was going to be murdered or kidnapped, but she was kidnapped by the James Gang.
And
what a way to think about it.
Yeah, and ultimately, she ended up in what part of the country?
Well, she ended up, after the Austin family bought her for that price, she was the nanny to their daughter, Maud.
Mm-hmm.
And she was more of a playmate in this town. And during the era of history, my great-grandmother, Harriet, became the play child of Belle Starr, the outlaw bad queen of the West. And during the journey, they took her to Port Lavaca, Texas. Then she ended up in New Orleans, and then she ended back to Crawford County, where she lived and she passed, where she met my great-great-grandfather, Edward, who was an accomplished African-American, but he was not free in Arkansas. He was free in New Orleans, but he went back until after the Civil War was over, and then he returned to Crawford County and opened up a barbershop, but his only clientele was the white merchants of Crawford County.
So I want to just dwell right there for a second. So Harriet grew up, ended up in New Orleans, where she married Edward, and the family came back to Arkansas, but he could not travel because he wasn't free.
He didn't have his... Yeah, he wasn't free.
But they stayed together, didn't they, until he could get to Arkansas?
Yes.
I love that.
And the house is still standing there on Washington Street. It's just an old raggedy shack frame that was her home. The church that she started was the New Hope Baptist Church, and she was, in the story, she was the first black person to teach the slaves to read in Fort Smith and Bingham, Arkansas. And she became a nurse, which a lot of times was a midwife, where she delivered all of the white babies and for the wealthy families in Crawford County. And that was a little living for her. And so she became very influential through slavery. She had just cultivated something that put in our generations, because in our generations, we have a lot of success stories in my family, but then it was through that determination, 8-year-old girl being stolen, and then persevere. And she became friends to this wealthy white family who cared for her and then gave her all of the needs that she wanted until 1910, at the day of her demise.
She was really an incredible child to have survived what she survived, and all of the children who lived through that horrific time in our history. But like you say, that determination flows in the veins of you and the other family members. That fierce resilience.
Yeah, it is, because Donald was the first one to do it. I have to really praise Donald. Donald started this. He was a Barrett, and his family was from Crawford County, and then he went on to be the professor of music at Tennessee State in Nashville, Tennessee, which was a gifted musician and talent, but he loved genealogy, and he brought this to my attention, and then he died shortly before he completed the task. So by the divine order of the Holy Spirit that we dwell and live on, the white family, Clegg, placed the bill of sale in my hand. And it's just amazing how life and the Holy Spirit and living and knowing how to stay close to your faith and perseverance paid off.
Well, it has certainly what has anchored so many African American families, and I have to say our race in general has been anchored by that faith and that willingness and the ability to press on, just press on through. So your story is encouraging, and it is a reminder of the legacy of an entire community. We're so delighted to have had you join us tonight.
Well, I'm so delighted to share my message, my hope, and our history, that others will follow suit. Whatever history that you have in your family, cherish it, but go on, because there's always something good in the trunk. So we're trying to come now with my further research to complete the puzzle. Because now I'm going to next journey to go in the Oklahoma Territory and find who her parents were, and hopefully I can conclude with the other family members that I don't know.
We look forward to hearing the remainder of the story. Again, thank you so much, and God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you so well. Bye-bye.
This is the Village Celebration.